29 сентября, Анапа, 4-й день семинара.
Кришна Падам Сахагана Лалита Шри Вишакхамритам Шта Хе Кришна Каруна Синдху Динабанду Джагатпате Гопеша Гопика Канта Рада Канта Намостуте Тапта Канчана Гауранги Радхе Вриндаванешвари Ришабану Сути Деви Пранамами Деви Ванча Гаупатавьяшта Кипа Санду Ваевача Паританам Паванебио Вайшанебио Намо Намаха Джай Шри Кришна Четанья Прабху Нитянанда Шри Абхвета Гададха Шива Шанепо Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So I understand the seminar is only till tomorrow.
Как я понимаю, завтра у нас будет последний семинар, последняя лекция.
Завтра пошли ли ты?
Последний день завтра.
Very good. So anyway, so we're trying to summarize the major, finish, cover the major portion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita so you have an exposure to it by tomorrow. So who remembers when we stopped yesterday? What was the last point we discussed yesterday? Where? Okay. Lord Chaitanya is returning to Jagannath Puri and then he dismissed his servant Krishna Das. Why did he dismiss his servant Krishna Das? Because Krishna Das had fall into Maya when he was traveling with him as a servant. So, this morning I was on a walk on the side of the Moria, go every morning for Japa walk. So there was a dog who accompanied us for a certain portion of the walk. Some of these dogs accompany you when you're doing kirtan or walking are very fortunate. I remember last time we were doing Brajmandal Parikram in Vrindavan and Kartik, you know, devotees go on Brajmandal Parikram. And there was one dog. They joined the party the day they started the Braj Mandal and they stayed right till the end. Wherever devotees would go, the dog would go right behind. So he did the whole Braj Mandal
Parikram.
So this reminded me of a story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya called Shivananda Sen. So Shivananda Sen was returning with a Sankirtan party and there was a dog that began to follow them. And the dog, Shivananda Sen, had to take a boat to go across the river, but the boatman would not take the dog in the boat. So Shivananda Sen paid the boatman extra money So he would take agree to take the dog in the boat. So Shivananda Sen would feed this dog every day. One day Shivananda Sen was out of the house and his servant did not feed the dog and let the dog leave home. So Shivananda Sen, when he came home, inquired if the dog had eaten. And the servant informed, no, he forgot to feed the dog and the dog left home. So Shivananda Sen was a little upset. Why was the dog not fed? And he sent many people looking for the dog, 10 people, but they couldn't find him. So he was very sad that this dog that came under his care wasn't looked after and now he's got lost. So the next day, Shivananda Sen and his associates went to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw the dog was sitting right there next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing green coconut pulp and the dog was taking it and saying, Hare Krishna, and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The dog was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra fully. And then, the next day, the dog went back to Godhead. The devotional service is so potent and so wonderful that even an animal can take part in it. Therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda has prayed that my dear Lord, if you want to give me another birth, please give me another birth. I have no fear of it. But I only have one request. Give me birth in the house of a Vaishnava, even if it is birth as a worm.
Пусть я рожусь в доме Вайшнава, и при этом я не против даже червя.
So here we see a dog. He has Shivananda Sen's association, and then he got Lord Chaitanya's association, and he went back to Godhead.
Можно видеть, на этом примере собака общалась с Шивананда Сеном, и затем получила общение Духа Чайтаньи, и вернулась в духовный мир.
So if a dog can go back to Godhead by associating, forget human beings if they have the opportunity to associate. So this festival is a wonderful opportunity for us to associate with other Vaishnavas and listen to discourses, kirtans, thereby giving us strength to move forward on the spiritual path.
И этот фестиваль дает возможность общаться с преданными, слушать киртаны, лекции, таким образом обрести силы, чтобы идти по этому пути.
Lord Chaitanya was an idol sannyasi.
Господь Чайтанья являлся бы образцом.
Lord Chaitanya said, a black dog and a white sheep can be clearly seen.
Господь Чайтанья говорил, что на белой ткани очень четко ясно можно видеть темное пятно.
So Lord Chaitanya said the ideal example is a sannyasi. So Lord Chaitanya visited the different holy places. We described about that yesterday. We described how he came to Udupi, the temple of Madhvacharya, where he saw the beautiful deity that was installed by Madhvacharya. And we also discussed Lord Chaitanya's conversation with Ramananda Roy yesterday. Orissa had a very pious king called King Prataparudra. Jagannath Puri is located in Orissa. And the king was a great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. We wish we had more kings like that today. Even if we had one king like that, it would have saved. Even if we had one king like that, it would have been a big achievement. So King Prataparudra had a strong desire to associate, to have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept refusing giving him an audience. There was a reason. The reason was to increase his desire to associate. In spite of several requests from his devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept refusing to give an audience to the king. Then on the suggestion of Ramananda Roy, he agreed to give the cloth that he had worn to the king for worship. And the king worshipped this cloth exactly as the one would worship the Lord. The paraphernalia of the Lord is not different from the Lord. So when you ever have the opportunity to have garlands used by the Lord or clothing worn by the Lord, we should worship it, respect it, exactly like you would worship the Lord. And then the Lord agreed to see his son. The son is considered the representative of the father. And when the Lord embraced his son was full of ecstasy of love of God. He just started chanting Hare Krishna. And when the king, when the son went back to his father, the father embraced him, and the father got, he was filled with love of God also. This king had an intense desire to serve and see the Lord. And the Lord ultimately gave him a special audience because he was very pleased by his devotional service. Lord Chaitanya gave a lot of emphasis to the Rath Yatra festival. Actually, the Rath Yatra festival is a very ancient festival. It goes back thousands of years. Even in the Ramayana, there is reference to the holding of Rath Yatra festival. And this temple of Lord Jagannath that's there in Jagannath Puri was built by the great king Indradumna thousands of years ago. And King Indradumna had a wife whose name was Gundicha. So before the Rath Yatra for 15 days, the Lord goes in seclusion and he goes to this Gundicha temple. So Lord Chaitanya, there's a nice chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes the cleansing of the Gundicha temple.
Hundreds
of rupees were being used to clean the Gundicha temple. They were bringing water, buckets of water, and Lord Chaitanya personally was scrubbing the ceiling, the walls, the floor, and teaching others how to do it. And now hundreds of devotees were working together, bringing buckets of water, broom, etc. None of them was uttering anything except the Hare Krishna
Mahamantra.
If they wanted some water, they would make a sign language and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we should learn from this how to work. If we are working, we should keep chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And Lord Chaitanya was personally going around to all the parties to see how much dirt they were gathering. And if some party was not gathering enough dirt, the Lord Chaitanya would tell the ones who were more successful in teaching them how to scrap so that they could produce, get more dirt out.
Собрал достаточно мусора или какой-то грязи, то он тогда Кришна брал человека из успешной группы, и чтобы он показал и научил, как правильно все отбирать и осыпать, чтобы этого было больше.
Cleanliness, as it says, next to godliness.
Как говорят, чистота предшествует божественности.
Prabhupada very insisted on the point that the temple of this can be very clean. Whenever Prabhupada would travel, he would visit and see if the temples had proper cleanliness standard. So, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were cleaning the Gundicha temple, and now hundreds of them were engaged. They were just chanting and doing the work. So we should all also regularly help clean the temples in our area wherever we are serving. Make sure the temples are clean. Cleaning the temple, Bhakti Sanandaji said, is comparable to cleaning your heart. What is the temple? Temple is the residence of the Lord. So King Pratapudra gave four facilities to Lord Chaitanya and his associates to clean in his devotee nature temple. So after the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya got ready for the Rath Yatra.
После Рат-Ятры.
King Pranapurupara was trying his best to get the attention of the Lord. Even though Lord Nityananda recommended, even though Swarup Dhamma recommended, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still refusing to give the king an audience. As we said, he gave the cloth from his body and he agreed to meet his son.
Он согласился отдать свою одежду, так что это состояние сына.
The king was so determined to see the Lord that at one point he said, if I don't get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, I will renounce my kingdom and become a mendicant.
И царь настолько был решительно настроен, что встретиться с Господом Чайтаньей, что он сказал, если я не смогу встретиться с ним, то я отреклюсь от своего царства и стану каким-нибудь попрошайкой, паломником.
Can you imagine his determination to serve Lord Chaitanya?
Просто себе представить такое решение служить Господу Чайтанье.
He was ready to renounce and become a beggar.
Он согласился отказаться от своего трести, чтобы стать личным просителем, милостивым, повелением.
So, before the Rath Yatra started, in Jagannath Puri, as you know, the Rath Yatra is held with three chariots. In the Rath Yatra that we are used to in Russia, it's with one chariot, isn't it? One chariot, and that in a park and most of the time. But in Jagannath Puri, the Rath Yatra is held with three chariots. And in several of ISKCON Rath Yatras around the world, including London, New York, Los Angeles, they're held with three chariots. So the first chariot is that of the elder brother
Balaram.
The word Balaram means one who gives you spiritual strength.
Another
name of Balaram is Balabhadra. Subhadra comes in the second chariot. The word Subhadra means all auspicious. And in the third chariot comes Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed his associates to go house to house and preach all over Bengal and Orissa. But his associates and devotees were allowed to come back only on one occasion, the occasion of Rath
Yatra.
Prabhupada, even as a child, used to be very fond of the Rath Yatra. Prabhupada used to organize a Rath Yatra in Calcutta for a young child, and then Rath Yatra had become so prominent that people would say, his father's friends would say, if God one day you organize a Rath Yatra and you didn't even call us.
Организовала театр и ее проведение пользовалось таким успехом, что даже друзья отца Прабхупады говорили, Лорд Махан, ты там организовал такой театр, и нас ничего не сказал.
Prabhupada said, this was organized by his son for his friends, for his class, for his childhood friends.
И отец сказал, что это мой сын организовал для своих друзей.
Just like yesterday, there was a children's Rath Yatra going on here. So, it's children around the world organizing Rath Yatras. So, in Jagannath Puri, King Prataputra did a very menial service that got him the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The whole road on which the Lord's wrath was going to come, he personally swept the whole road with a golden broom. Golden broom, just made for this occasion. In our Rathyatras in India, we also have brooms, but we put a golden foil, an imitation foil that looks like gold, but it's not real gold. So, King Prataputra swept the whole road with a golden broom, and then golden broom, just made for this occasion. In our Rathyatras in India, we also have brooms. We put a golden foil, an imitation foil that looks like gold, but it's not real
gold.
So, King Prataputra swept the whole road with a golden broom and then washed the whole road with rose water, the road on which Lord
Jagannath's
chariot
was going to move.
Lord Chaitanya, when he saw the king has done such menial service for the pleasure of the Lord, it gave him immense pleasure. And he gave and he revealed the transcendental pastime to the king. With each chariot, there were 7 Sankirtan parties. There were 4 in the front, 2 on either side, and 1 on the back. There were 2 mridanga players and 8 kartal players in each party. So you didn't need a sound system with 7 kirtan parties. Pravada, these are, we need a sound system, but Lord Chaitanya's time, each chariot had 7 Sankirtan parties and 2 drums in each, that means 14 drums with each Sankirtan party. So, Lord Chaitanya expanded himself and he was dancing in each of his parties. And every party was thinking, oh, how lucky we are, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in my party. And this special pastime, Lord expanding and dancing simultaneously in all the Sankirtan parties, was only noticed by few selected devotees especially King Patatudra.
И вот именно эту игру, которую Господь распространил себя в каждой группе Санкиртана, было дано видеть лишь немногим избранным перед Господа и в особенности царь Патапуруга.
Lord to expand into unlimited form is not inconceivable.
Для Господа распространить себя в бесконечном количестве форм является совершенно нормальным.
These days we have people who claim their incarnations of God. They virtually can't do anything inconceivable.
A
few months ago, I was taking part in an interfaith conference in India. So I was talking with some of the leaders there, and we said, our philosophy is simple. One God, Krishna, one mantra, Hare Krishna, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita.
И я говорю с этими лидерами, говорю, у нас философия все предельно просто. У нас один Бог, это Кришна, одна мантра, это Хари Кришна, и одна книга, это Бхагавад Гита.
So one of the sannyasis, they said, why do you say one Krishna? Why, we are all Krishnas, aren't we?
Затем один sannyasi сказал, а почему только один Кришна? Мы все тут Кришна, разве не так?
So I said, when Krishna appeared, he performed inconceivable pastime, the lecturing of Govardhan Hill, etc. Can you do that?
Yes, когда Кришна явился, он привел непостижимые игры, поднял холм Аркана. Вы можете такое продемонстрировать?
He said, not yet, but that doesn't mean we can't do it in the future.
Он сказал, ну, пока что я еще не готов к этому, но в будущем непременно сделаю.
So when Lord appears, he performed inconceivable
pastimes.
Just the Lord Chaitanya also showed in universal form, like Krishna showed him in the battlefield of
Kurukshetra.
Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, he personally was present in each of the palaces, engaged in performing a different pastime.
Когда Кришна жил в Двараке, он одновременно присутствовал в каждом из дворцов, занимаясь там разным
деятельностью.
Нарадамуни захотела увидеть чудо Кришны.
So every palace eventually he saw Narada, the Lord, engaged in a different pastime.
И он на каждый дворец, который он захотел, он что Господь проводил себе различные игры, другие, отличные от других.
In material world, a man can also duplicate himself. Let's say you're on television. You can be seen on television in million homes. So you can say, so what? Krishna expanded into 16,000 farms. We with technology can expand into million homes.
А мы с помощью технологии можем выпускать из миллионов
форм. So we all Krishna.
Что, поэтому мы все Кришна?
We expand the technology into million homes, but we're doing exactly the same function.
Мы, допустим, можем распространить себя в миллионов форм с помощью современной технологии. Мы будем совершать одни и те же действия.
It's the same image that you're seeing in a million homes.
В миллионах домов одна и та же картинка.
But when Krishna expands, he expands and is engaged in different
pastimes.
So Lord Chaitanya, in the Sankirtan process, he expands himself and was present in all these Sankirtan palis, chanting and dancing. In every party, he was thinking, how fortunate we are, the Lord is in our
party.
There's a story that you read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Lord Brahma going to meet the Lord in Dwarka. So when Brahma went to meet Krishna in Dwarka, he was stopped at the gate.
Его остановили на
воротах. The gatekeeper wanted to know which Brahma was he.
И сам привратник хотел знать, который из Брахма он будет.
Brahma sent back a message saying, I'm the four-headed Brahma, the father of the Kumaras.
И Брахма сказал, что я четырехглавого Брахма, отец четырех кумаров.
So when Lord Brahma went inside, when he had an audience with Lord Krishna, Lord said, "So Brahma, what brings you here?"
Когда Брахма зашел в покой Господа, Господь спросил его: "Брахма, что привело тебя сюда?"
Brahma said, "Before I answer this question, I have another question. Are the other Brahmas beside me?"
И Брахма сказал: "Прежде чем я задам тебе свой основной вопрос, я хочу спросить, есть ли другие Брахмы помимо меня?"
And yet not even finished asking his question, when there instantly appeared unlimited other Brahmas.
Не успел он договорить, закончить свой вопрос, как тут же появилось бесчисленное количество других Брахма.
Some had 100 heads, 1000 heads, million heads.
У кого-то было 100 голов, у кого-то 1000, у кого-то миллион.
And every Brahma was thinking, "I'm so fortunate that Krishna is in my domain."
И каждый Брахма думал: "О, мне так повезло, что Кришна пришел ко мне в вселенную."
So just like in the seven Sankirtan parties, Lord Chaitanya was there, and every Sankirtan party was thinking, "Oh, I'm so fortunate, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in my party." So, this way, the Rath Yatra procession went on. Lord Chaitanya is who? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahayana. Radha and Krishna combined, he appeared in the form of Lord Jagat Chaitanya. But in the Rath Yatra procession, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in such great ecstasy. The Lord Jagannath was getting so much pleasure in seeing him dance. Many times the rut, the chariot will get stuck on some pretext or the other. Because Lord Jagannath was getting such pleasure seeing Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani dance in front of him. Many times to see the beautiful dancing, the rut will get stuck. We have experience when we have the big Rath Yatras in the big cities. So many times the chariot gets stuck and the devotees dance even more ecstasy then. Lord Chaitanya had a devotee called Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta was a very magnanimous devotee. He was a household, having an income of few kopeks a month.
Он был хозяином и зарабатывал себе на жизнь буквально пару копеек в месяц.
Can't even visualize, I'm such a small. And he would spend his money in taking care of the Vaishnavas.
Даже нельзя себе представить, сколько мало он зарабатывал, но тем не менее, все свои деньги он тратил, чтобы заботиться о Вайшнавах.
One day he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Bhagavan, I want to ask you a favor."
И однажды он пришел к Господу Шитане и сказал: "Мой дорогой Господь, я хочу попросить тебя об одной услуге." Но вначале я хочу, чтобы ты мне пообещал, что ты исполнишь.
Okay, what's the favor you want to ask?
Господь Шитане сказал: "Ну ладно, что ты хочешь попросить?"
What's the favor?
Говори.
Please obey all these conditioned souls and take them back to Godhead and transfer the reaction due to them to me. But Chaitanya was so pleased that Vasudeva Datta was ready to take on the suffering due to everyone And then he said, I'll take on the suffering and you'll live with them all. So this Vasudeva Datta was a very magnanimous devotee. There's another devotee of Lord Chaitanya called Murari Gupta. This Murari Gupta was a brat, he was a doctor. But he was a great devotee of Lord Ram. So Lord Chaitanya tried to preach to him to change his worship to Krishna. But he said, my heart is so deeply rooted in Ram that I can't change it. So Chaitanya was very pleased to see his determination to serve Lord Ram. Once when Lord Chaitanya was doing kirtan, there was a devotee son of Advaita Gopal. He was the son of this a great devotee. So while doing kirtan, he became unconscious. So the Vedacharya tried to revive him, but in nothing part he was to, he could not be revived, but deeply unconscious. The Lord Chaitanya slapped him. He said, wake up! And then he woke up and he started dancing again and chanting Hare
Krishna.
There was a devotee called Subodhi Roy, who at one time was a very rich landowner. Was a very rich man, Subodhi Roy. And he had a servant called Hussein. So this Subodhi Roy had on one occasion beaten his devoted servant Hussein, which left a small mark on his back. But by some manipulation, the Hussein became the big man and Subodhi Roy became the poor man. Sometimes you have servants, they are so smart, they become the boss and the boss becomes the servant. So one day, Hussein Shah's wife saw that there was a mark on the back of his body. So she inquired, how did this happen? So Hussein Shah told him the story, how when he was a young child, he was once working as a young boy in the Subodhi Roy's house, he made a mistake, and he very lovingly, you know, beat him, which left this mark.
Hussein Shah Если буду так, слегка шлепал, но остался этот шрам.
So the wife said, now, you're the big man, kill him.
Жена так сказала, ну, теперь ты вот самым главным, поэтому ты должен убить его.
You should take revenge, no, kill him.
Ты должен мстить ему за себя, ты должен убить его.
Hussein shouted, how can I kill him? He treated me almost like a child, I can't kill him.
Hussein shouted, как я могу убить его? Он меня обучал почти как собственного ребенка.
Okay, then at least make him change his religion, make him a Muslim.
Тогда сказала жена, сделай его мусульманином.
Making a Muslim was very easy in those days. So Hussein Shah took some water from his bucket, poured it on Subhadi Roy, and he became an outcast.
Немного воды из своего ведра, своего сосуда, облил ее Субхадхи Рой, и он стал вне касты.
Of course, Субхадхи Рой was happy.
Субхадхи Рой все равно был счастлив.
He was a great devotee of the Lord.
Он был великий преданный Господу.
So he consulted the Brahmins in Varanasi. He said, what should we do now? You know, he's become a Brahmin. He's been declared an outcast.
И он посоветовался с Брахманом в Варанаси, что ему теперь делать, ибо он стал теперь вне касты.
So different people gave him different advice. Some said, okay, drink boiling ghee and commit suicide.
Кто-то ему сказал, напейся кипящего ghee, и ты можешь на покой жизнь самоубийством.
And finally, Subhadi Roy came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
В конце концов, Субхадхи Рой пришел к Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go to Vrindavan, and chant Hare Krishna.
Чайтанья Махапрабху сказал, иди во Вриндаван, там повторяй Hare Krishna.
Then Subhadi Roy came to Vrindavan, and there he was doing small business, having a small income. He would spend he had an income of 2 paisa a month, and 1 paisa a month he would spend in looking after the widows and giving money to the widows. And when Rupa Goswami retired from government service, which we're going to discuss soon, and came to Vrindavan, Subhadi Roy took him on a pilgrimage to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan.
И когда Рупа Госвами ушел от своего служения и пришел в Вриндаван, то Субхадхи Рой повел его полностью по 12 местам Вриндавана.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came back to Jagannath Puri, Sarvamana Acharya Acharya said, you must come and have lunch in my house for 1 month, 30 days, every day.
И когда Господь Шучанья вернулся в Жаганту Пури, Сарвам Бачарья сказал, теперь ты должен целый месяц, в течение 30 дней, приходить ко мне домой и обедать.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that would not be proper for a sannyasi to go every day to the same grihastha house.
Господь Шучанья сказал, что это не подобающе для сannyasi каждый день ходить в один и тот же дом грихастха.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would travel, different grihastha sannyasis would invite him for lunch, for prasad. They would invite for, let's say, 10 days and Mahaprabhu would go for 1 day. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sarvamana Acharya, okay, you must eat at least for 15 days in my house. Lord Chaitanya, no, I'll eat only for 1 day. So Sarvamana Acharya said, no, if we eat for 1 day, and eventually they agreed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat for 5 days. So, for 5 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate prasad in the house of Sarvamana Acharya. Now, Sarvamana Acharya had a son-in-law whose name was Amoga. He only had one daughter who was married to a boy called Amoga.
Amoga
was very envious of Lord Chaitanya.
Амока сильно завидовал Господу Чайтанье.
He was always looking for opportunities to find fault in Chaitanya's character or words or anything.
Он постоянно пытался найти какие-то несовершенства, недостатки либо в поведении Господа Чайтанья, либо в его словах, или еще чем-то.
So, normally, Sarvabhauma Acharya would be standing at the gate with a stick while his wife was served prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И обычно Сарвабхаума Ачарья стоял возле дверей с палкой, чтобы охранять их. И в это время его жена подавала прасад Господу Чайтанья.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Acharya didn't want to see what was being offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Поскольку это было для того, что Сарвабхаума Ачарья хотел, чтобы никто не видел, что чем они обещали Господу Чайтанья.
Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Acharya and his wife would cook unlimited 50-60 items for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that wife was a great cook. She could cook unlimited 10-20 items in 1 hour. So one day, as Mahaprabhu was eating, Sarvabhauma Acharya had to help his wife. As a result, the gate was open. Samoga came in and saw all the various items that are being offered, that are being served on Lord Chaitanya's table.
И Амока воспользовался этой возможностью для того, чтобы зайти внутрь дома, и там он увидел все эти блюда, которые предлагали Господу Чайтанье.
So he said, look at the sannyasi. Pretends to be a sannyasi. But he's eating more openly than a householder. False renunciate.
И он сказал, только взгляните ко мне этого сannyasi. Он притворяется, что он сannyasi, а он ест пищу, которая более роскошная, чем которую едят домохозяева.
Sarvabhauma Acharya's father was so angry, disappointed, he chased Amoga out of the house.
Sarvabhauma Acharya was very disappointed, very disappointed, and
she ran behind him with a stick, but he was elderly and old fat, so he could not catch up to Amoga.
На самом деле он с палкой в руках бежал за Амокой, но поскольку он был уже стар и имел полное раздражение, то он не смог его вернуть.
So this Amoga, 3 days later, got infected with a severe disease.
3 дня спустя Амока заболел очень сильной и суровой болезнью.
And he was on his deathbed, he got cholera.
У него была холера, он уже умирал.
And Lord, he was actually a Brahmana, Amoga, but he was very envious of the Lord. Amongst the various anarthas, envy is one of them, isn't it? Why are we here in the material world to begin with? We were envious of the Lord to begin with. And an envious nature is still there. So Amoga had this envy towards Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that Amoga was on his deathbed, he went to see Amoga on Gopinath Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya kept his hand on the chest of Amoga and said, the heart of a Brahmana should be clean, and Lord Krishna would like to reside in a clean heart. Why have you allowed jealousy to enter your heart, which has made an unclean place into an unclean place?
И он сказал, почему ты позволил этой зависти проникнуть в твое сердце и сделать его грязным местом?
As soon as Lord Chaitanya said that, Amoga got up from his bed. He started chanting Hare Krishna, fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he begged forgiveness for his envious attitude.
Как только Господь Шилянин сказал это, Амога вскочил с кровати и начал повторять Хари Кришна, он упал с копам Господа Шилянина и Махапрабху, и он просил прощения за свое неподобающее поведение из-за близкого природы.
And Амога was feeling so guilty, he slapped his cheeks, so my cheeks, why did I blast the Lord? That his cheeks started swelling. And then Gopinath Acharya had to stop him from slapping his cheeks. So what do we learn from this story? Jealousy, envy should be avoided. With knowledge, we can destroy this. So Lord Chaitanya, this way, went to Vrindavan and performed wonderful pastimes there. Now, we wanted to discuss a little bit of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and the Lord's instructions to them. Because the instructions to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are so important that they form the basis of a spiritual life. Goswami means one who can control the mind and the senses. And the Goswamis are exemplary devotees. We devotees are also called Rupanugas. Why? Why are we called Rupanugas?
Following
the instructions and the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Nirottam Das Thakur, great devotee, says, when will the day come when I will be able to study the books left behind by Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami, as you know, was holding a very important position in the richest kingdom of the world at that time.
Рупа Госвами занимал очень важный пост в самом богатом царстве того времени.
Which is the richest country in the world today?
Какая сегодня самая богатая страна в мире?
Okay, at least the PR perception is America.
По крайней мере, такое общее мнение людей, что это Америка.
500 years ago, America was not the richest country. I think America was discovered only 300 years ago. There was no America at that time. So the richest country was India. And the richest part of India was the Kingdom of Bengal. And this was the area that was being run by Rupa Goswami and his brother
Sanatana.
So they both had an intense desire to serve Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Amongst the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana are most prominent. But Jiva Goswami was also prominent because he compiled more than 400,000 slokas. And of course, Raghunath Das Goswami, we'll discuss about him tomorrow. Rupa Goswami was the first to give up government service. You may remember that in the introduction to the Gita, Prabhupada gives an example of a married woman who has a lover, how she may be doing her duty, but mentally she is thinking of something else.
Так это видение Бхагавад-гиты, что Прабхупада приводит пример за замужней женщине, которая с отношениями с другим мужчиной. И она, конечно, исполняет всю свою домашнюю работу, но ее имя сердце не размышляет о другом.
So that example came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's letter to Rupa Goswami.
И вот это пример исходит из наставления, которое Чайтанья Махапрабху дал Рупа Госвами.
Rupa Goswami, when he was working for the Nawab, he wrote to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want to give up my job and come and join you. Not as yet. Keeping a job, but mentally keep thinking about serving Krishna.
Однако Кришна ответил ему, еще не пришло время для этого, продолжай свое служение, свою работу и свое время постоянно думай о Кришне, о твоем служении.
Bhagavad Gita gives the example of a lotus leaf in water, which is in water but not touched by the water.
Bhagavad Gita приводит пример с цветком лотоса, который находится в воде, но тем не менее не соприкасается с водой.
You don't see lotus leaves in Russia.
Do you?
No. But you can see them in Central Asia, in Tajikistan. They have lotus leaves in South Russia?
Yes,
Krishnadar, okay. So if you go to Krishnadar, you can see a lotus leaf. It's in water, but it doesn't touch the water. Bhagavad Gita gives this example. Bhima Vacharo, but don't be detached from the allurements of the Chola. So Rupa Goswami finally did leave his government service, but he left his government service. He had a whole boat full of gold coins. Jesus, we had the currency. The paper is getting thinner every day and the coins are getting lighter every day.
Стали бумажными, с каждым днем они становятся все тоньше и тоньше. А если какие-то монеты, то они становятся все легче и легче.
Правда?
В то время денежные единицы были золотые монеты.
So Rupa Goswami distributed these gold coins in a very idle way.
И Рупа Госвами идеальным образом распределился своим богатством.
He gave 50% to the Brahmins. 25% he kept for emergencies and 25% he gave to his
relatives.
And in Allahabad, Prayag, Rupa Goswami was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 10 days. So I'll just briefly tell you some of the main points of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Rupa Goswami. That's the basis of our whole philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how the living entity, after going through so many births and deaths, is he the fortunate one who receives the bhakti lata bij.
Господь говорил о том, что живое существо вынуждено испытаться, поэтому материальное мире нужно стараться сдаться, умирать. До тех пор, пока не повезет обрести бхакти лата биджи.
The seed of devotional service.
Семя преданного служения.
And how you water the seed of devotional service?
И как нужно поливать это семя преданного служения?
Well, By hearing and chanting.
С помощью слушания и
поклонения. Exactly what you're doing here in Anapa.
Точности, то, что вы сейчас делаете в Анапе.
You have come here to water your seed and devotional service.
Вы пришли сюда для того, чтобы поливать свои семена преданного служения.
And Ekadasi is another opportunity to water the seed.
И Ekadasi еще одна замечательная возможность, чтобы поливать.
So therefore, Ekadasi, what do we do?
Поэтому Ekadasi мы что делаем?
What do we do?
Что мы делаем?
Chant extra rounds.
Мы повторяем дополнительные количество кругов.
It's another opportunity to water the seed.
Это еще одна возможность, чтобы питать наше растение.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that there are entities that can move and that cannot move.
Затем он Кришна объяснял, что есть живые существа, которые являются подвижными, и те, которые не подвижны.
Trees and plants don't move. Animals, human beings move.
Растения и деревья не двигаются, а люди и животные не двигаются.
And how, if we chant purely, then this creeper, then the seed of devotional service will grow into a tree, which will ultimately go and take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord.
Оно превратится в лиану, в растение, которое в конце концов придет на скопостные стопам Шри Кришны.
But Mahaprabhu also moved the sunshine along with the devotional creeper, unwanted creeper will also grow.
Однако Господь Шри Кришна вместе с этим стопелями преданного служения могут вырасти другие растения, нежелательные.
And as a result, sometimes we can't even distinguish between what is an undesirable creeper and what is the actual devotional creeper.
Иногда похоже, что мы не можем различить, что является истинным, истинным лианом, истинным ростком, а что является нежелательным побегами.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that unwanted weeds can take on six forms. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
И вот эти нежелательные растения или сорняки, они могут принимать 6 разных форм.
One is called Nisthachara. That means engaging in actions that are prohibited in the scriptures.
Один первый из них это Nisthachara, или совершенно действия, которые запрещены в Священном Писании.
Then the other is diplomacy or duplicit behavior.
Затем дипломатия или лживое поведение.
Kutinati.
Kutinati.
Not being straightforward, being duplicit, or being always having diplomatic in dealing even with Vaishnavas. Then the jiva hinsa, killing animals or being envious of other human beings. Envious of other human beings, like here we see Amoghalila, and envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then there's Lobha, desire for material gain or desire for material greed. Narada Muni said, a hungry man can be satisfied when I give him food, a thirsty man can be satisfied when I give him water, an angry man can be satisfied when he gets the opportunity to shout, but a greedy man can never be satisfied. Then puja. Desire to be worshipped, glorified. You want to worship service, but you want regular worship, puja. Desire, pratishtha, worship, material gain. These are some samples of how these unwanted weeds are growing and they're represented through these different desires.
И вот это примеры того, как эти сознаки растут в нашем сердце, представлены формами таких желаний.
And so Rupa Goswami said, what is the devotional path? You should make sure that when these unwanted creepers are growing, you can cut them, uproot them.
И Господь говорит, что нужно тщательно следить за тем, что когда появляются эти нежелательные сорняки в нашем сердце, мы должны убирать их.
How do you identify unwanted weeds?
Как мы можем узнать эти нежелательные сорняки?
You need the help of Guru Sadhu.
Но с помощью Гуру Садху.
That's why we live in the soul rich and devotees. So when we see, when they see something, some shortcoming, they humbly point out to us.
Именно поэтому мы живем в общении с преданными, если преданные видят нас какие-то недостатки, несовершенства, они смиренно указывают на них.
And when someone points it out, we should be happy to be corrected.
И если кто-то нам говорит об этом, мы должны радоваться, что это происходит.
So this seed of devotional service grows through the chanting process.
И это семя преданного служения растет посредством процесса повторения.
We have to watch out for the unwanted weeds.
Мы должны также остерегаться этих сорняков.
Чайтанья Махапрабху said, keep oneself in the devotee association.
И Господь Чайтанья Махапрабху нужно всегда оставаться в общении с преданными.
By keeping ourselves in spiritual association, we can protect our spiritual creeper.
Мы можем защитить свою духовную дарство, духовную лиану, оставаясь в общении с преданными.
Prabhupada gave a story once, he said, a drunkard and an alcoholic drinks, and the more he drinks, he becomes called a drunkard. A drunkard, he drinks. So the more he drinks, then he becomes a drunkard. So simply a devotee, the more he chants, he becomes a better chanter. So the chanting is the key to our spiritual advancement. Not only should our goal be to chant, the goal should be chant intensively. Once a lady had come to see Prabhupada in Delhi, and Prabhupada said, so do you chant Hare Krishna? Yes, I chant every day. How? Mentally. Prabhupada said, when you are hungry, do you eat mentally or physically? So this chanting and hearing intentionally is very essential if you want to make spiritual
progress.
So Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatana Goswami how the living entity meets and gets the Bhakti Lata Beach, how the Bhakti Lata Beach grows, how one to keep oneself in spiritual association, and all this is more the measurement of the soul. What's the measurement of the soul? 1/10,000th of the tip of your hair. This was explained by Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. Not 1/10,000 the length of your hair. If it was 1/10,000 the length of the hair, then the ladies would have bigger dushas than the men. And the shaman and the Hare Krishnas would almost have no dushas. So Lord Chaitanya said, 1/10,000 the tip of the hair. So Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami are very nectarian.
исправление Господа Рупы Госвами и Нектара.
Then Lord Chaitanya also explained to Sanatana Goswami the process of devotional service.
Также же Господа Нектара процесс преданного служения Санатана Госвами.
So that we'll discuss tomorrow.
Я думаю, будем обсуждать завтра.
We're already over our time now.
Мы уже почти что время уже закончилось.
And Hari Suri should be here any second.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm not sure if tomorrow is the last day or day after, but my understanding is tomorrow is the last day. But if you have questions that you have picked up during the course of this week, you can bring them tomorrow. And if we can't do a program, we'll do a day after also, but I think I read that tomorrow is the last day.
Насколько я так понимаю, завтра будет последняя лекция. Если у вас есть вопросы, которые мы хотели подготовить к завтра, а если нужно будет выяснить все после завтра, то мы проведем также.
Okay. So I'll stop here because I don't like making the next speaker wait. It's not proper etiquette.
Я на этом остановлюсь, поскольку не хочу, чтобы следующего лектора заставлять ждать, это неправильно будет.
Hare Krishna. Did I stop a bit? What's the time now?
Попал Кришна Госвами Махараджи!
Да!
10:06.
He's on here.
Huh?
His name is Krishna. Hare Krishna. Do I have to tell the people that those I want for darshan, they can start coming?
Because they said during the
prasadam
they announced that
today's exodus
is general darshan.
No. There was personal
darshan.
Who announced that?
Преданные маленькая корректива. Сегодня, если вы просто объявляли, что сейчас будет общий дарш, это была неправильная информация. Не будет даршан, только 30 дарш. Будет личный даршан, Махарад Бхагаватам. Те, кто записались, они могут приходить на
информацию.
Где-то 6:30 до 8.